And from Ultra Super Mega, a very good morning indeed. Matt, how you going, mate?
Good, Dave. How are you this morning?
I'm very good indeed. And I thought we might do this every couple of months with grandparents who are listening this morning or parents listening this morning. Tech toys for kids. And you have a young child. And I guess it's interesting that some of the things you think might cost a lot of money can not necessarily cost you anything.
It's pretty hard when you have, you know, a kid because you want to buy them the best things in the world, but sometimes they don't really care too much. They care more about the box that you buy, you know, that the thing comes in than the actual toy that's inside it sometimes.
That's true too, yeah.
So one of the first places to start looking that we've found is just around the house. You will find out incredibly quickly with young ones that they want to be involved in the things that you're involved in.
Right.
And these days, one of the things that we're all most involved in is our phones and laptops and our tablet devices. Now, these things are like, they're like catnip to a kid. They go mental for them. They try and grab them at every opportunity. They flip them over in their hands for what seems like hours on end, and they drop them a lot too.
Yeah.
So if you do have a new phone, try your best to keep it out of little one's hands because he will drop it on the tiles and on the floor and bash it on the table and throw it across the room as much as he can. So maybe an old phone, old iPhones, like if you've got an old iPhone 4 sitting around, maybe an old Android phone. I know that me and my partner have a couple of old iPhones sitting around from all our adventures back in the day. Take the SIM card out, take it offline, take all your iTunes information out of there and just install a couple of baby apps, and that is one of the best things that you can sort of, you know, give one of your kids.
So there's another interesting thing too is that they're incredibly perceptive early on, and I know, for instance, you might go and buy a toy phone and they'll go, oh, yeah.
For about 35 seconds, it's the coolest thing in the world, and then they go, this isn't mummy and daddy's phone.
Yeah.
This isn't grandma or granddad's phone. This is, they're trying to trick me. And then the phone quickly gets forgotten about and they're after your phone again.
So there you go. Using one of your old phones, take the SIM card out and all the other bits and pieces you mentioned. But the other one too, of course, is that children at that early age have a very, very short attention span. So you probably don't want to go spending too much money because it might have a life with them in maybe 2 or 3 months.
It's a good idea to not really spend too much money on really extravagant toys unless they're old enough to sort of appreciate them and something they can sort of, you know, grow with. One of the best things you can do is look around the house for old stuff. Pots and pans are really, really good, surprisingly. All the, you know, all the old tricks, you know, are tricks for a reason. They sort of work.
Okay. And just to finish it there, you mentioned laptops, like toy laptops, but how about an old one that's just lying around the house?
Not a bad idea as well. You can put some cool stuff on there. Just watch out because they probably will spill things on it. They will probably bash it.
Gotcha.
They will probably even hit the screen a few times, which can be quite dangerous considering it, you know, those LCD screens can become quite sharp if they do shatter.
Yep.
So it is something you can definitely think about. Just you'd probably have to be a bit more watchful of what, you know, the little one's doing around that laptop than you would say, you know, a pretty hard screened iPhone 4 or something. And if you do have an iPhone 4 laying around, make sure the screen's not shattered. Never a good idea.
Oh,
give them one that's a clean screen. It's a fully repaired iPhone.